Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Tim O'Shea. You're listening to the Doctor Within podcast. Coronavirus update, March 17th, 2020. Greetings from the Warsaw Ghetto here in the lockdown Bay Area. This podcast will be a follow-up to the March newsletter at the Doctor Within. We were discussing boutique epidemics as we've seen them come and go for the past 15 years. And now what an unprecedented departure from the typical pattern this present manufactured epidemic is with its lockdowns and the interruption of our lives. Up until last week, the current coronavirus phenomenon was following exactly the template established by all the previous boutique epidemics, as we covered in the February and March newsletters. But then something happened, a quantum shift away from the control of its creators. It seems like it all started when the teachers at a California university complained that they were being exposed to disease and they wanted a two-week vacation. The administration caved, and soon other colleges got wind of it. In short order, there was a snowball effect, and within days, all colleges in the state were closed. A week later, the grade schools and high schools followed suit. Next came Silicon Valley businesses who started out encouraging employees to work from home. In the absence of any verifiable bio threat, this practice began to spread nationwide. All that was the beginning of the ascendancy of the bureaucrats. Think about it. What do all bureaucrats have in common? Their greatest fear is to be accused of not protecting the people over whom they have authority. Threat or no threat, the perception of a threat is all it takes. Self-preservation is the bureaucrat's life's blood. They must avoid at all costs the slightest suggestion that they were lax in protecting their people. And so as a consequence, they will always err on the side of caution, no matter how extreme, ill-advised, or groundless. And that's just what happened. It was as though a sweeping molecular change gelled across the nation all at once. In just a few days, mass hysteria ramped up to mass psychosis. International travel ban, runs on grocery outlets, stock market decline, suspension of our constitutional right to assemble, thousands of businesses closing, thousands of jobs gone overnight, etc. You saw it all. And for what? The perception of an unproven threat. At this point, any scientific considerations had become irrelevant. The facts that there were few new cases, the numbers being claimed were all over the map, the recovered cases were not being tracked or counted, there were no testing facilities to identify and verify viral disease, there was no verifiable scientific proof of any new disease. All these facts no longer had any relevance to the galvanizing effect of fear and hysteria sweeping across the country, buoyed up by incessant indoctrination. It was easy, with people's addiction to their iPhones all day, every day, plus the new censorship across social media, effectively putting an end to any possible rational or scientific discourse on the nature of the threat. But the crowning blow was that single video on March 16th, wherein some badly dressed bureaucrats read their badly written Marxian Bernays script provided by their handlers, the announcement that they were instituting a virtual lockdown of the entire Bay Area. And what happened? At the snap of the fingers, 5 million people in the Bay Area willingly locked themselves up in their own homes, obediently glued to their computers, awaiting their next instructions from their masters. In America. In an instant, without ever firing a shot, an entire population has been subjugated to the whims of corporate media. Karl Marx, Mussolini, Adolf, Alexander the Great, etc., are all drooling in their graves, marveling at the sophistication of such a bloodless overnight conquest. So what's going to happen next? In the absence of large numbers of new deaths, mass hysteria has a finite shelf life. The problem with sheep is they have a short attention span. At any time, the entire population could experience a wave of doubt, throw off their masks, open their doors, walk outside, and yell, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore," then get in their cars and go back to work like nothing ever happened. What's to prevent something like that? The bureaucrats. They're now entitled to their vacation and nothing is going to deprive them. Fear and hysteria are their power tools. So they'll keep making up fake numbers as long as people will believe them. How will it end? How will this medicine show finally come to a halt? In the past, all the previous boutique epidemics ended in the same way. Soon after the funding was disbursed, the threat just mysteriously evaporated from the daily narrative, even though reports of impending global meltdown continued right up to the day before it was over. And after that, you just never heard of it again. Another case of the disappearing threat. But this time is different. We're in uncharted territory now. It's still likely that it will end abruptly. The bureaucrats will suddenly announce that they have saved all of us from the brink of disaster and that the numbers are now under control, etc. Now that their vacations are over. But hold on here. We've really got to ask ourselves, with all we've endured in the past month, what is the worst thing about it? What is the worst part of everything that has just happened? Is it that we've been deceived by yet another manufactured epidemic, unproven by any transparent, verifiable science? Or all the time and energy we've wasted on something that never could have affected us? Or the millions lost in the stock market decline? Or the millions lost in productivity and salaries? Or the trauma to families? Or all the unnecessary stress from the nonstop hysterical media? Certainly all of those were tragedies of monumental proportions for many of us. But they're not the worst of it. No, no. The worst thing that we've all just lived through, the nadir of the American experience up until now, is this. They told everybody what to do on TV to stay home, and we all did it. the damage to the American psyche from this event, to our self-image as a nation, and to our entire legacy as a civilization is incalculable. Thank you for your kind attention.